Well, hello, gentlemen. Now, this is a very rare video, because this video isn't going to talk about femons at all. Well, I know, it's unheard of, but there you go. But this is sort of like a bit of a mystery for me, and maybe you guys out there can fill in the blanks. But here's a passenger ocean liner, you know, you've seen loads of them, and they're getting bigger and bigger. And this one, apparently, is the biggest. It holds 7,600 passengers. It has 20 decks, 40 bars, God knows how many restaurants, an ice rink. I mean, you probably name it, it's got it. But what I really want to know is, how in the hell do these boats make money? Oh, I know they got loads of people on there that paid money for a cabin. But think about the cost of pushing this through the water. How much fuel does this boat use? How much food does it have to have on board? The wages of all the people working on board. The cost of docking the boat. The cost of just maintenance alone. But then there's the other factor. It had to be built. And you don't make money on a boat like this until it's paid for, do you? I don't think. I don't know. But how much would it cost to build a boat like this? I heard there was about 3,000 engineers who had to be the people building this boat. They had to be paid. And of course this boat will have to pay for insurance, right? That can't be cheap. Not a boat this size. Now, I was on an ocean liner when I was about, I think, 9 years old. It was on the UK Cunard Line, a very old sort of liner. And it was back in the days when it was cheaper to go by liner than it was by airplane. And it took 7 days to cross the ocean. I believe we were heading towards Canada, down the St. Lawrence. But the boat I was on is a far cry from, say, this one. But I'm just not very savvy about it all, and wondering how they can actually really make money at the end of the day. Now, these boats are getting bigger and bigger, and there hasn't been a real sort of disaster happen to one of these boats yet. But I can see it could happen. Yes, I know about the Concordia, but that was just bad driving. Well, bad captain. This isn't the travel, really, for me. You're kind of trapped on a small city. And I should imagine there's not very many places that this large boat like this can get to. I mean, how many engines does this boat have to be able to push something that size through a choppy sea? Anyway, I know you guys are going to get back to me and give me the ins and outs of it, so I can sort of understand, because I'm, you know, not very bright in that area. Of course, they must make money somehow. But if this boat was in port, say, completely empty, it would still cost a fortune just to keep it there, and keep it afloat. I mean, let's assume you're going to build a boat like this. I wonder how much it would cost. I mean, apparently an airplane or airliner costs between $50 and $100 million. And I already know that because I've got two in the garden outside. One needs a bit of some attention. Anyway, just let me know, could you guys? Oh, and by the way, there's quite a lot of femons working on this boat. There you go, it's done. That's all right, it's about femons anyway. There you go.